We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
White Sox looking to make a trade? What's going to happen? What's going to happen here with the White Sox as they are not going to be in the market for a big-time free agent? They're going to have to make a deal, and what's been getting a lot more traction is the idea of trading Liam Hendricks, the closer. How do you feel about that, Ryan McGuffey? And I know that Rickon's close personal friend, Shane Reardon, is not a fan of this idea.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either, unless you're getting – what's the haul, I guess, Spiegs? I mean, everyone's out there throwing the contract numbers around of Edwin Diaz, and who else signed? Who's the other closer that signed the big, massive deal?
Diaz just signed
for $100 million.
Eric Gagne.
Eric. Anyway, so there's 2 years. The option kicks in for Liam Hendricks if and when he's traded. I don't. Who's getting the final three outs? That's Ronaldo Lopez, Kendall Graveman.
I think that's the idea.
Davis Martin.
Are you trying
they
to
love
win?
Davis Martin.
Are you trying to win the AL Central in 2023?
Joe Kelly's been given a chance to do that in previous years. Kendall Graveman had a phenomenal run in Seattle as that guy before he got traded to Houston a year ago.
You forget that you're getting two huge free agency acquisitions in Garrett Crochet and Aaron Bummer.
I've seen Aaron Bummer in that role. Yeah. I don't like Aaron Bummer in the role he's in now. Why, now you're going to put him in the ninth inning?
They don't have to sign anyone. They have those two major free agents coming back.
Mm. Yeah. I see where you're going. Sarcasm. Yeah. That's real thick. It's smog-like. Yeah. I don't like the idea of you want my trade? Trade one of the core members. You want to really raise some eyebrows? Trade one of the core members.
Well, that's been talked about. You're talking about Eloy. You're talking about Moncada. They can't get anything for because he's coming off a terrible
he's
year.
He's going $41 million next 2 years. He's staying here.
Yeah.
I would entertain Luis. I would listen on Luis Robert, and I sure as hell would listen on Tim Anderson. I'm not like, but Tim Anderson, you have four shortstops. Tim Anderson's a 2 year, 14 and a half the next 2 years. Yes, he's the face of the team, but is he? You know, like, where's the leadership in the room? Where's the everyday guy that's at shortstop who's harking on the guys when Cleveland comes to town and says, Lance Lynn and Liam Hendricks shouldn't be the only two voices in the room. They need an everyday player to be a guy that can light a fire when it's time to light a fire.
Tim had a rough year from a personal standpoint, a professional standpoint, and clearly in terms of that face of the team driving Energizer Bunny thing, none of that was there this year.
Tim was the leader of the change of the game and the fun team. Remember the White Sox, when they were hitting home runs in 2020, they were putting that home run chain around each other, and they were all up out of the dugout. You have teams that doing the robes, the shopping carts. A guy hits a home run for the White Sox, and what happens? It's like, good job, man.
They'd celebrate it more because it happened so few far in between.
Touché. I'm looking at TA not because I'm saying I want him traded. I think he's the most attractive possibility that they have in a free agent market that, quite frankly, most teams are going to lose out on.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because there are not a lot of great ideas, you know, in terms of how to fix a problematic roster. There are some, and maybe the best of the bad scenarios is to deal Tim Anderson. Because can you slide Elvis Andrus in at shortstop? Mm-hmm. Welcome him back, a guy who plays beautiful defense, guy who hit the ball incredibly well, is a phenomenal fundamental player, a very positive and vocal influence on the room.
There you go.
How much worse would the White Sox be with Elvis Andrus at first base at shortstop as opposed to Tim Anderson? Would they be worse?
I don't. If there was a drop off, I don't think it would be that drastic. To be honest with you,
that's a former batting champ.
You guys are forgetting why Elvis Andrus lost so many at bats in Oakland. He came to the White Sox and just got the change of scenery bump, and he was awesome. But he was god-awful in Oakland.
He lost at-bats in Oakland because he had a $7 million guarantee that Oakland didn't want to pick up. That's the truth.
He also wasn't good. No, he was much better with the White Sox than he was with Oakland.
There were big old incentives in Elvis Andrus's contract that they didn't want to get anywhere close
fact.
To.
100%.
So, and
you're right, by the way, Shane. I don't care if Elvis Andrus is a 690 OPS guy. I really don't. I keep hearing the White Sox are not going to do anything or go anywhere unless they get better defensively and hit home runs. Mm. So you're going to have to lean on the guys that they currently have locked up long term to be the guys you thought they were when you signed them, A. And B, if you're not going to sign guys who know how to play the position, you can't have first baseman play corner outfielders anymore. We know that. If you're not going to have I want the best two players up the middle the White Sox can have defensively. And I'm telling you, Spiggs, I don't care if they hit 8 and 9. I don't, because they have enough guys that have talent to hit the ball out of the ballpark, we think. And if they don't, then this whole thing failed anyway.
I don't want to trade Eloy Jimenez He has shown the ability to have legit, serious power.
He's the one.
I don't want to trade Andrew Vaughn because he's making very little money and you're handing him first base and you believe he's going to be more consistent offensively because of that.
He's probably number two.
And that makes sense to me. I don't want to trade Liam Hendricks because that's a lockdown closer and those matter. And he's also a guy who could pitch a little more than what he has if history tells us. And I don't know that they'll try and do that, but he was turned into Dennis Eckersley, unsurprisingly, by Tony La Russa. I think there's more there that you could get from Liam Hendricks in terms of a one-inning guy. With Elvis Andrus at shortstop on a two-year deal and TA dealt for whatever you could get, I think the White Sox would not be worse. I don't think they'd be worse at all.
I think it's important to add that you better be getting somebody of need when you trade Tim Anderson. You're not trading Tim Anderson for two prospects, Spiggs. I mean, to me, you're trading him for an outfielder, a second baseman, a starting pitcher. You're not trading him for a double-A kid. You're not. And if that's the case, then I think you have to keep Tim Anderson.
It's 670 The Score. It's Spiegs and Ryan McGuffey on Parkins and Spiegel. We'll come back and wrap things up, put a bow on this thing, next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.